Every Thursday, Lance McCullers joins us in the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Trailer Wheel and Frame, your number one source for all of your trailer and towing needs. Lance McCullers every Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Third down and one for the Colts at their 48. Luck under center. One back, Marlon Mack. Luck, long count, trying to get the Texans to jump off. Luck under center, and Clowney jumped. That's a first down, and the game's going to be over. If it's a penalty against Jadeveon Clowney.
Neutral zone infraction.
Yep.
Defense number 90.
Yeah, I was very close to calling a timeout, but I said, I'll give it one more go. We'll work on it. We'll work on a bunch of situations, and obviously glad it worked in our favor. Helped us ice it.
All right, Seth Payne, you've been in that exact same situation, not against Andrew Luck, obviously, but against Peyton Manning.
A more scurrilous type, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was low-key a dirty football player. He was like a non-violent Steve Wisniewski. He was an oral Steve Wisniewski is what he was. Cause you'll recall there is a Peyton Manning rule, which is that quarterbacks aren't allowed to move their hands violently or shake their head while they're doing a hard count because they're basically, it's illegal motion. So they call that the Peyton Manning rule. Well, one of the things he used to do also that you can't get away with anymore is that on the hard count, he'd send a tight end, like, violently in motion. They jerk back out of their stance and then go in motion. Not allowed to do that anymore because of that vermin in totality, but when it came to the hard count, Peyton Manning was dirty, damn it. So we're up in the RCA Dome. It's in the first half. The Colts are in their own territory. It's fourth and short. They come up to the line. And we'd all talk to each other. Everybody was reminding each other. Gary Walker was saying, don't jump. They're not going to snap the ball. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, but what if they do? and you're sitting there. And it, Mike, it's almost exactly the same thing as willing yourself not to call an ex-girlfriend when you're drunk at 2 in the morning.
You're thinking about it.
You're 19 years old. Your hormones are raging. And you're just like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then your fingers start hitting the buttons and you're dialing the ex-girlfriend. That's what Jadeveon Clowney did right there. He couldn't help himself. All he was thinking about was, but what if they do? They're all loaded up to his side. They knew what they were doing. They had three tight ends, a wide receiver, and four fullbacks lined up right over them. They were thinking, they're going to run this thing right at me. And they came back down. They jumped off sides. The thing that kills me, the thing that's absolutely crushing me, is that last week when you were gone on Thursday, I spent 2 hours. I'm not even exaggerating here. I spent 2 hours looking for bad audio of like anything I could find that could make Andrew Luck looked like a jerk.
I couldn't find anything. Yeah.
But one of them was a press conference. I don't even remember what game it was from. I stumbled across it. But they were describing just such a scenario, how close they were to taking a timeout. Like, it sounded like I could have, if I go back and find that press conference, it could have been, I could have used it for yesterday. So when they went back under center, I'm like, crap. This doesn't feel right at all.
You know, the part that kills me is the fact that Luck, and Frank Reich also said the same thing after the game, the fact that they were going to take the timeout. I was under the impression that they were just going to run the football after they tried to get him off sides, which to me, I've never played defense in the NFL, obviously, but I imagine would be more nerve-wracking because then you feel like, okay, not only do I have to worry about not jumping off sides, but then I have to get ready to actually stop a play versus if I had known that was one of those situations where they just would have taken a timeout, reset everything, then I feel like, okay, now we have really screwed ourselves because then they take a timeout. Then they're probably going to come out and actually run a play. And listen, they could have gotten the 1 yard, no question. So it's not the play that like completely murdered you. It's not the reason you lost the game, but it was a very unfortunate way to lose the game because I feel like the way the Texans moved down the field on the previous drive, I think if Deshaun, say what you will, we'll talk about his performance, but if Deshaun got the ball back one more time, I think they would have put at least 3 on the board.
I think they would have had a shot, 100%, Mike, and this is number 8 by my calculations. 8.
That's a lot.
Offsides this season, whether it's encroachment or it's just an old-fashioned offsides or it's any of the other things that you can be called for, neutral zone infractions where he just lines up offsides.
No
which
kidding.
Has happened a couple times this year.
A disrespect for the rules of order. The fabric of our football society. He's a scofflaw is what he is.
My big problem with it is if you want to get paid this big-time contract, how does this keep happening? How are you not learning from this? How are you not getting better from this? And I understand that there was a pressure-loaded situation. They overloaded that side of the offensive line. But they were clearly targeting him. And I've heard Kylie Wong come in here on Fridays, and he comes in here in the 8 o'clock hour, and talk about how John Randall does all this studying of all the cadences and what all these guys sound like when they're doing a hard count. And maybe I'm overthinking it, thinking that, well, listening to a tape of a guy and his cadences is going to make Jadeveon Clowney better at staying on sides. But it just doesn't feel like he's working on it at all.
I know he might be working. You know what? He might be like Dwight Howard with his free throws. Maybe he's working on it tirelessly and it just doesn't show up on the field. There's something there now. Yeah. It's not like, oh, he's at a bad stretch of luck. He's pressing. Yeah. He's pressing really hard. Was it ever, he's always towed the line. Like he's all, or next, towed the line isn't the right phrase.
No, he's always stepped over the line.
He's always literally stepped over the line. he's always actually jabbed his toe right through the line. But not like this season. And I you almost get the feel like it's almost trying too hard in your contract year in a bad way. Like you're getting, it's actually counterproductive at this point.
He's making Antonio Smith look like he was standing 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage every single play.
Talk about a guy who had issues with this sort of penalty. Antonio Smith, my God. Let's go to the phones. Sam on Mad Radio starts us off. Sam, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. First of all, I'd like to say kudos to you, Steph, because I watched the afternoon about you, and I needed myself on the big work.
I think let's give him a break. Yeah, try calling back in. It hurts me when a listener is trying to say nice things about me, and I can't hear any of it.
What do you think he was going to say? Was he going to talk about your TV show last night?
Either that or I'd put a video out giving Jadeveon Clowney some consolation. Because, I've been there. I've been there. I've done it before. I jumped off sides twice in like one quarter in Buffalo 1 year on obvious situations as a nose tackle. So I'm right over the ball. That's even more unforgivable. But he's got to figure it out. He's got to have more situational awareness. But I felt bad, especially just in terms of Deshaun Watson. I think Deshaun Watson, as you pointed out, Mike, Deshaun had his chance to have his Michael Jordan moment there.
A moment.
He had his chance to, a Tom Brady moment where you drive, you kick a field goal to tie it, but in everybody else's mind, it was a glorious touchdown drive.
Let's go back to the phones. Wood, let me actually hit this here. Let's see. There we go. There we go. Wood, good morning. How are you?
Hello. How y'all doing today?
Good. What's going on, man?
I'm mad as I don't know what. But all I got to say is, like Mike Secretary said, you can't win with them. Dumb players. You just can't win with them. I mean, we got to do like Forrest Gump. We got to have them put signs up and let the whole stands and everybody see. Don't jump outside so Klein can understand what's going on. Because he's not a smart man, let me put it like that. You know, he do dumb things. He's a good, one of the best players. But he's not going to get the big dollars because he don't get sacked. He wants big dollars, but he don't do the right thing. Now, as far as Deshaun Watson, he had plenty of times where he had the two-minute drills where he could have came back before. He got to stop holding on to that ball so long. He has to get the ball out of his hand. This was a perfect game right here for the Colts and for the offense and O'Brien to realize we got to put points on the board because we got to now step our game up to the next level. The teams we cannot continue to play conservative. We got to put points on the board. We can't always drive here on first down and...
I think two of Deshaun's biggest missed throws were actually on plays that were not conservative at all, that were deep shots down the field. 7-0, Demaryius Thomas had an opening, and Deshaun missed them. He overthrew Hopkins as well. He talked about that after the game.
He also had a missed throw on a check down there late in the game.
To Lamar Miller, which was a crippling play because then O'Brien couldn't go for it. It was 4th-and-12.
Right. Again, thank you, Wood, for the call. The connection was breaking up again. This is where Deshaun Watson is in his development, and there are times where he's not taking the easy money. I would say even that Jordan Akins play early in the game in the first quarter, hey, it was great, it was awesome, you made something out of nothing. it didn't need to ever get to that point. It was second and 10. Lamar Miller was wide open on a check down for probably an easy 5 yards. Maybe if he'd beat one guy even more than that, but he extended the play needlessly and then he gets rewarded for it on that play. He's always trying to make something really good happen, which is admirable. But there are times where he needs to do the old, like, you can't go broke taking a profit. That's what I worry about. Now, the short term solution to that is Kiki QT, because there his explosive option is available early in the down. He can think, okay, look, this might be a shorter route, but this could turn into something. So it's great in the short term. Long term, he needs to keep improving and becoming a more veteran quarterback.